This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
You hear the theme to the beginning of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, something that you can hear every week at this time because Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen are here together to count down the top 10 stories and the top 10 people on the list according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael and his staff busily working away to come up with things, and as the week progresses, things change. Interesting that there are some very compelling stories. It's usually, yeah, there are a lot of compelling stories, but this week it seems like they're more compelling. It's kind of like, what is the all pigs are created equal, but some pigs are more equal than others. Well, yes. All stories, not created equal here, but there's a lot of meat in this list. Michael, do you want to go through it?
Yeah, let's do it. There's a lot of different things are on different timelines. So some stories are intensifying, others are fading, and it's been one of those kinds of weeks. At number 10, we have the deaths of Matthew Perry and Bobby Knight, and that's tied with a pop culture phenomenon of sorts. A new Beatles record has been made, and it's a fascinating story. It involves everything from AI to popular history, popular culture.
Yep. And number 9, we have a new Gun Hill Road song coming up pretty soon, too.
Coming soon, yes. Yeah. As you say, all stories are not equal. At number 9, well, let's just say the Beatles story is more equal than the Gun Hill Road story, but we'll be talking about that in a few weeks. Right now at number 9, we have the Maine shooting aftermath, and we have the quick conviction of Sam Bankman-Fried at FBI.
Guilty! 110 years he gets if he gets the fullest compliment that the courts have to offer, so good luck to him.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Mm. And at number 8, we have the Ohio abortion ballot issue. At number 7, a general topic, the 2024 presidential race. Tuberville's military stranglehold is at number 6. At number 5, Fed policy and the economy. At number 4, Speaker Johnson's agenda. Trump's legal battles collectively fallen at number 3. At number 2, we have campus protests and anti-Semitism. And at number 1, we have the Israel-Hamas war tied into number 2. So there's your stories of the week. The people of the week at number 10, Matthew Perry and Bobby Knight. At number 9, Robert Card, George Santos, and Sam Bankman-Fried. The Beatles collectively at 8. GOP candidates collectively at 7. At number 6, Tommy Tuberville. Rashid Tlaib at number 5. Mike Johnson at 4. Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. at 3. Benjamin Netanyahu at 2. And Joe Biden at number 1. And it's, as we speak, it's a swirling change of numbers because, the week is just wrapping up.
Right. All right. So there are a number of pieces of this pie that I would like to get your input on. As usual, we're here to discuss the issues and what Michael has heard and his own thoughts about some of the issues of the week as enumerated by these lists that are published each week in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. So looking at the Israeli-Hamas war, whether it's intensifying or whether it's cooling down, I find something very troubling. The anti-Semitism, the Islamophobia on college campuses, it is a sign for me of the dumbing down. We've talked about dumbing down in the public school system. Now it has gone to the college system, as far as I'm concerned. Classrooms on college campuses, the lack of understanding of what the reality is with the Jewish the Jewish population of Israel, the Muslims, and the fighting between Jewish and Muslim students and the faculty, and it's just very disturbing because of the ignorance. The war is intensified, and in my mind, the ignorance has intensified as well. Michael, what's your
observation? I think you said it all. I think you presented it very well. As a matter of fact, a number of talk show hosts have emailed me last night and this morning. Coincidentally, you talk about the Gun Hill Road song. They think that the Idiots song that we did, Idiots, you know, they're all around us, has more meaning now than ever before. Ignorance is rampant, and we do see it on the college campuses. What can I say?
What do you go to college for? What do you send to your children? This is to people who are taking their hard-earned money and helping their children get a college education. What are you paying for? What are you getting for your money? I'd be asking that question if it were me. My children are long since out of college, but boy, I'd be asking that question. I find it incredible.
It's so expensive. It's so expensive to send a kid to college today. And this issue has been discussed for years, though. This goes back, I remember, even to when I was in college. And the question was, why are you going to college? Are you going to college to get an education? Are you going to college to get an indoctrination? Or are you going to college to extend childhood for another 4 to 6 to 8 years as going to, like, summer camp?
Well, all great questions. They really are. And provocative. So those of you listening, think about that as it applies to you and your family and even to, you know, to you personally. Where'd you get out of your college experience? I had a fabulous college experience. It was an important way for me to mature. I needed to get away from home, and I did, and it brought me into my career. The two things that I spent most of my life on were enhanced by my going to Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio. So I can't say anything bad about my experience, frankly. It was, except some of the girls that I hung around with.
Well, that's enough. Well, I mean, you know, some students go to college with their primary concern being their social life.
Mm-hmm.
My view on colleges is radical, although it doesn't mean I'm not able to deal with them. I'm on boards in colleges, and I operate with colleges, and I respect their systems. But my personal feeling, and I'm open about it, is that it creates a weakness. It continues to elongate childhood, and it shouldn't be so fancy schmancy. Going to college should be like going to work.
This whole
mentality of college. Exactly. Colleges should be in office buildings. They shouldn't be on campuses. They shouldn't. They shouldn't have dormitories. They should. I'm telling you, I'm radical about it. It should be like okay, you have a job, you work, and you go to college, and you take courses, and you learn. This whole thing about getting caught up in campus activities and all that. They say, you know, it helps you mature, as you said, to get away from your parents. Well, there's nothing like real life that'll help you mature. Go out, get a job, find an apartment, and find time to go to school too. That to me is real life. But you know, I'm sure a lot of people are cringing listening to me right now saying this. Yeah. And I understand, you know, people do what they want to do, but the ignorance is social. So much of the protests and the stand that people take and the righteous indignation and the feigned aggravation is all posing and social without any intelligent or academic base. That's what you're talking about when you say ignorance is behind a lot of this. You know?
It sure is. And then we go to the actual war. Our country, the government of our country, has warned this week that if in fact the Israeli situation in Gaza doesn't change, the support in our country will erode. I think it already is. to a certain extent, maybe some of it fueled by these demonstrations of ignorance that we're talking about, which is number two this week on the countdown list. But there's a point in which it would go too far. And so then there's the back to the reality of what Uri Geller said to me the first day of the war, not understanding, and the outrage among Israelis that the Israeli government didn't know what was going on. In fact, a close look at this seems to portend that that's not true, that the Israeli government did know, or certain sections of the government knew what was going on, and they chose to not prepare because it was good for Netanyahu's political reality. He got a government together behind him, and, you know, you can say, oh, that's too cynical. Come on. Politics in the world today, there are plenty of examples of things like that happening to benefit leaders, the carnage that's now on, if it is true, on his shoulders. But it seems not to make any sense when you think it through that the best intelligence service in the world didn't know. These people have been planning an attack for almost a year. Come on. Who are you kidding? The reality is that I think there is something to this, Michael. What about you?
Smoking gun. I mean, Netanyahu's on the hot seat. He formed a coalition of radicals so that he could have power, which we see happening in the United States.
Yep.
It's all about you do anything for power. There are no principles anymore. And when you see it happening in a place that's supposedly based on principles, Israel, then you know that there's a universal nature of politics and power today that transcends ideology and transcends national boundaries. And when I say that there's ignorance on the campuses per the anti-Semitism and per the protest of the carnage, I'm not saying that I approve of the carnage. It's very aggravating to be on any side in this issue. And we can only hope there's no win. And when you're forced to take a side between two sides that there may be superficial or current reasons for them doing what they're doing, but ultimately this is just a stain on humanity that we do this at all. Tell that to somebody who just had 1,500 people slaughtered in an attack, women and children and babies, and say, well, you got to play nice now.
Yeah. Nope. No, you don't have to. All right, 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're 6 years or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. No, it's not. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I got two different hats to wear following the same subject matter because I like to have, we have an hour with the ladies on the Good Day program and we review the charts. In this case, we're doing the week of October 30th to November the 3rd with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. The Israeli situation, I think, deserves a little bit more because it's so important. A couple of different ways of looking at this. Number one is the war itself, but number four is the new speaker, Mr. Johnson's agenda. And what he did during the week was to get an approval. This is something that a lot of people thought, yep, we ought to do this. Separate out the bills so that you know exactly what you're voting on, what you're passing, what you're not voting for, this sort of thing. So he took out the aid to Israel and put it on the dais for itself, the $14.3 billion in aid for military operations so that it could be voted on, not in a package of aid that went to Ukraine and some other thing for electric cars and all of that stuff. Gets thrown together. So I think from my perspective anyway, Johnson becoming speaker and the confidence that he seems to have had as a leader, I mean, I don't like a lot of his political philosophy, but you can't like everything. I think that this is something that the public, if they know what's going on, have been crying for a long time, Michael.
You're talking about ending the so-called chaos.
Well, in putting the chaos in voting with a lot of these people, they don't know what they're voting for. They never see the bill. They don't, their aides don't know really, so they just do what the speaker tells them to do or what the party leadership tells them: vote for this bill or don't vote for the bill. And so you have a few people that are controlling the whole show, which is the antithesis of what our government is supposed to be about.
Party politics is very powerful in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, too, but especially in the House, where there's such a razor-thin difference between the majority and the minority. It's political, and you make a couple of good points. The problem is you said you don't agree necessarily with his political philosophy.
And, no, he's too much
it's supposed to ultimately come down to that. Yeah. You know,
election deniers and stuff.
Yeah. You know, when it comes down to, at least they are able to know what it is they don't know about, or at least they are able to know what it is that they're being pressured into voting for, then we really have problems. So I get what you're saying, but we're in trouble.
The expression is, I know what I don't know. A lot of times people don't know what they don't know, and right. So that becomes more dangerous than if you know what you don't know. That, yeah. It's not like double.
But actually, they're very simple, and they're thinking and very clear. What they know is that they have to go along to get along.
And then they have to get reelected. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's all
yeah. And so they have to keep the party leadership happy with them, and they have to be able to present a face to their constituents back home in some district, so mm-hmm. they can get reelected, or yeah. God forbid they get primaried.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm.
if they don't go along with the party leadership, which ultimately in this case at the GOP is Donald Trump, mm-hmm. they can get primaried and not even have a chance to run. They are real suck-ups, to say the least.
Yeah.
The average politician.
They want to be part of the group. They want to be part of the clan. They want to be part of the in-crowd. Mm-hmm. And so they sacrifice everything else, including representing you, as they are supposed to do. They spend their money sucking up or on the phone raising money, campaign contributions. That's what they spend their time on. Mm-hmm. 28 after, it's pretty cynical, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Jurors have convicted FTX founder and number 2 money donor to the Democratic Party during the 2020 election, Sam Bankman-Fried, on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy.
The month-long trial featured nearly 20 witnesses. Bankman-Fried potentially faces over 100 years in prison. The trial, initially projected to extend until Thanksgiving, concluded rapidly, with jurors reaching a verdict in just over 4 hours. I'm Dave Collins.
The Alabama Supreme Court is okay with state officials moving ahead with the first execution in the United States by nitrogen gas. The state attorney general asked the court last August if it could proceed with gassing 58-year-old Kenneth Smith. Smith is on death row for a 1988 murder for hire of an Alabama woman. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a production of Steffen Multimedia and Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here every week at this time to go through the list that they publish at Talkers.com. It's also at GoodDayShow.com. Trying to get down to the nitty-gritty. I forgot to ask James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio, main studio in Dallas, to get a copy. The new Beatles record is actually out, right? Okay. So we ought to have a little moment to listen to it and to think about, actually, we're so steeped in talking about stuff that's not so good, that this is something, when you look at Paul McCartney, and you look at Ringo Starr, and you think about what they looked like when we first saw them in 1961, 62, the Mopheads, and then they're both now in their 80s, and the hair, I think McCartney is beginning a little bit to show his age, his face a little drawn, His eyes are a little sunk, but he still has it when you listen to him sing, man. He's still got it. And Ringo, he always looks like having such a great time. He may be the smartest of all the Beatles in that he's made a fortune. Well, they've all made the families of the Beatles that are gone. Certainly never have to worry about anything again in their lives monetarily. The two of them just enjoy. They look like they're having such a great time in life. So anyway, here's a snippet from the new Beatles record. Certainly hear Paul's voice in there, but didn't they come up with some electronic AI thing that sort of brought Harrison and Lennon into the mix? Isn't that part of the conversation about this, that they brought in the Beatles who are not any longer with us? I think that was part of it.
In a way, they played around with this song back in the 90s when they found the four demos that Yoko presented them on a cassette during the days when John was hanging out as a house husband and not making professional records. He was fooling around at the piano and singing it to a cassette machine. And there were four songs. One of them was Free as a Bird. Which they actually made into a song, and then there were a couple of others, and then the last one that they just couldn't make it work because it was on one channel and the piano muffled out his singing was this Now and Then. But with AI, they didn't regenerate John's voice. It's John's voice you're hearing. The AI was able to separate if you know anything about recording, it was able to separate the piano from his voice. Because they were on one track, and the piano was too loud. So they didn't have the technology. But today's technology, they were actually able to separate them onto two different tracks. George Harrison, who died many, many years ago, played guitar and sang on the attempts that they made to do this song in the old days. Unfortunately, they kept those tapes around. And to enhance it, Paul McCartney played a guitar in George Harrison's style. George Harrison has a very distinct style. And so it's a matter of willpower, it's a matter of creativity, and modern technology made it so
that's
that
part of the story.
That's the main part of the story. It's an average Beatles song. It's not Strawberry Fields or but it's good.
It is good.
Yeah. Well, John Lennon,
it'll be number one before you know it. Every format will play it.
Well, whatever determines a number one in this era, I don't know. You know what? I guess it has to do with streaming and downloads nowadays. No, nobody sells records anymore, and you can get it for free on YouTube.
It's already number one trending on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, what a world! I remember in the earlier days, and you remember that you'd have to run out if the record company didn't send you the record, you'd have to run out to the store and hope you could get it and get it on the air. And, you know, it was a physical property. Now, you know, hey, get me this song, get me that song. Boom, boom, boom. You have it in like a matter of 20 seconds and it's free.
Yeah.
What a difference in the music industry.
What a difference a generation makes.
It's been like 50 years since the Beatles, something like that, and the fact that they're still such a powerful force in our popular culture, they are the Beatles are the leading musical force, in my opinion, of the 20th century.
More than
Rodgers and Hammerstein. The Beatles will be remembered. If anything is remembered from our era musically, it's going to be the Beatles.
Yeah, and it should be. Frankly, I think there's nothing like them, especially the early stuff. Maybe I'm my age, but It's just, she loves you, yeah.
you think that was her best stuff?
I think that was, I want to hold your, yes, I do. I want to hold your hand. She loves you. I didn't like Strawberry Fields. I don't like Hey Jude at all. The stuff that became, that the music came out of them when they matured. I like the Ringo Starr fun stuff, as he was playing a little bit at the end of their era, and then he went off on his own to do the same sort of thing. And the music from Wings, and Harrison's music by himself. I mean George.
Well, I had one of the greats, one of the highlights of my career was that I became friends and worked with George Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me, George Harrison is, in my personal opinion, one of the finest human beings of our lifetime.
Yeah.
He's a very, very unusual man.
He was, and I will tell you a quick story. Limit this to 60 seconds. You know that Uri Geller, the Spoonbender, and I are very close friends. Mm. And he was getting married, or remarried, supposedly. I think it was his first marriage. And he invited all of his celebrity friends to come to his house for the wedding. And Michael Jackson was his best man, and all the British, it was when he was living in England, and, you know, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, and you name it, who was a particularly Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues, and me. So,
wow.
I'm supposed to bring...
excited to meet you.
Well, we were going
go on,
to...
Go on.
Uri had made a call to Harrison because Harrison and he were friends. And he said he wanted to bring Michael Jackson over to talk to him. And I was supposed to drive the car to bring him over to Harrison's house. So we had gone the night before. Uri and I had had dinner. And we were walking around in Henley, which is where Harrison lived. And we went to the front gate of his house. And Uri actually pushed the buzzer to see if Harrison was still up. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And he wasn't. So the next morning he gets a call from Harrison telling him that we can't go over to his house. Michael Jackson and I and Uri were going to go over to visit with Harrison. And he said that Paul had called him and he'd heard about the visit. And he said, if you visit with Michael Jackson, I'll never talk to you again. Because Michael Jackson had bought the Beatles catalog and they were ripping about that. So that's my little Harrison. My only encounter with George Harrison was that it didn't take place. But it's a great story about how the Beatles were still intertwined after all those years.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And you actually rang George Harrison's bell.
Uri did. We walked up to the gate and he pushed the button.
Yep. Did he have to do it with his finger, or could he do it with his mind?
No, he did it with his finger. Thanks very much. All right. I want to spend a moment talking about Matthew Perry and his death and what investigators have found in the toxicology report, or what they haven't found, and the strong rumors at the end of the week that there are some who think the reason that the medical examiner has not released his findings on his death is because he, in part, died of complications of the COVID vaccine. And that may have influenced. Who knows at this point? How are you ever going to find out what the bottom line really is with all of this stuff? It just is. But like you've heard, other people have had the shots and they had heart attacks and they died. So is it plausible? Who knows anymore what's plausible, what's true? What do you think of that?
I think you're citing a situation that's statistical. And that always has been the case. And because of the nature of COVID being so confusing and so urgent,
yeah,
and such a rush to try to create vaccines. Remember how frightening COVID was?
Oh, yeah.
Because people were dying. They were piling them up in refrigerated, you know, vans outside the hospitals on the streets of New York. So let's not forget, you know, what led to this madness and the fear that was unleashed on the public. That being said, with so many people taking vaccines that are relatively new, there will be a percentage of people who die or who have negative complications from it. All medicine is a matter of balancing, you know, the pros and the cons. What's the downside to the meds? And that's the case now. It doesn't surprise me. but it's been so politicized and it plays into agenda and fear that that's where the confusion comes from.
Yeah, correctamundo. 45 past the hour. Quick reminder about how you get a free 3-day, 2-night trip to Las Vegas from the folks at 541 Travel. Dial 800-419-3684 right now while you're thinking about it. You'll win. It's impossible to lose. There's no purchase necessary. If you want to go, you got to pick up the phone and call, though. Take advantage of the largesse of these folks. Putting together a package. You can stay longer if you want, but you get the first 2 nights and 3 days free. Win by dialing 800-419-3684. You can also win tickets to a Las Vegas show while you're there, right? 800-419-3684.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
In the know, I'm Katie Gabriel. After a year of uncertainty driven by inflation and recession concerns, new research from Square and Afterpay indicates positive consumer confidence heading into the holiday season, with 34% planning to spend more. Roshan Junja is the general manager of retail at Square.
As spending increases, 40% of Americans will choose Buy Now, Pay Later to help them budget and manage their money during the holidays. Shoppers appreciate the fast and easy checkout process, as well as it being a safe and secure way to pay.
To prepare for the holiday season, Square has the right tools for businesses to truly be customer-focused.
Businesses should consider adopting AI-enabled conversational commerce tools, such as Square Messages, to streamline customer service and maximize staff output, and to encourage shoppers to come into stores. Try offering unique experiences or exclusive deals and merchandise, which can enable your business to expand its revenue streams.
Learn more at square.com and afterpay.com.
I would not feel like I was doing my job here on the Talk Radio Countdown if I didn't point your attention to Michael's MH interview this week. And so let's go to the source, that is Michael, for a quick description of who you talked to this week on the MH interview.
I interviewed two people that are involved in a co-production, an international radio show called One World, and the American side of it is WRHU, Hempstead, New York. It's Hofstra's multi-award-winning radio station. Andy Gladding and a young woman named Jamie Lee Frederick at Bush Radio in Cape Town, South Africa. And they do this weekly show together about, you know, popular culture, etc., and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I talked to the two of them internationally, and it's a bit of a departure from American politics. It's an international view of radio and pop culture.
MHEntertainment.com. Fun to listen to, I'm going to bet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We need more of this kind of stuff, frankly, on the radio. All right, MHEntertainment.com. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is pretty recognizable stuff. It's time now for Chuck Curry to visit with us here on the Good Day program. Movie Moments, looking at what's around the historical factures like this one and what's going on this weekend. All right, so Chucker, what's going on with the Wizard of Oz?
Actually, this day in TV history, Doug, November 3rd, 1956, The Wizard of Oz made its TV premiere on CBS. Burt Lahr, who played the Cowardly Lion, and 10-year-old Liza Minnelli, the daughter of Judy Garland, introduced it to the home audience. I would assume that got a massive rating back in 1956, the first TV airing of one of the greatest, if not the greatest movie of all time, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, well, that's a subject of the debate, the critics and whoever else would be looking at that sort of thing. But certainly, I saw it. I think I only have seen it once, and
really?
I'm not sure that I really liked it. Nah, it didn't appeal to me. It just didn't. You know, everything's different with people. I was never a big fan of Gone with the Wind, frankly. I considered The Hunt for Red October to be a much better movie.
I think it's interesting you say that, because Gone with the Wind was released in the same year, 1939. Same director, Victor Fleming, although they used many second-unit directors who did multiple shooting because those movies were so extensive. I do think Gone with the Wind's a way too long movie. But, obviously, pound for pound with today's dollar via inflation, Gone with the Wind is the most seen movie in a movie theater in the history of motion pictures, which is quite an accomplishment.
Right, exactly. Okay, so let's fast forward to this weekend. What do you expect is going to be the big deal this weekend at the box office?
Well, I think it's Five Nights at Freddy's, which did $80 million last week at number one, blew past expectations, will most likely hold on to be the number one film. Having said that, I got a chance to watch it yesterday, and I got to tell you, Doug, I found this to be stunningly bad product. I thought it was listless direction, a head-scratching script. It was filled with a ton of backstory, and the movie that the video game audience is paying to see, this is not the movie they shot. It felt like I was watching an Irwin Allen TV movie of the 1970s, padded with needless backstory. Having said that, for some reason, they made this movie for kids. Like, it feels like a movie made for kids 15 and under, even 12 and under. They'll probably find it a very watchable time killer. But for the gaming audience, which I am not part of, by the way,
no.
I think they will be, I just have to believe they'll be massively disappointed in this movie. And if I was a production company, Blumhouse, I don't know why they didn't look at the dailies, because this is definitely not the product that should have been shot, edited, and released in theaters. Having said that, right, it's made a ton of money, and there'll be a sequel.
So the creator is around now, and I'm not quite sure what to make of that. Is this the first? No, it's been around for a while. Have you?
No, it's been around for a month. It's gotten a lot of good reviews. It's a visually dazzling film. I've not seen it. It's underperformed somewhat at the box office. And again, I think one of the big issues in the industry is you can't make a movie cheap. Although Five Nights at Freddy reportedly was produced for like $20 million. That's a good budget. But the movie you described, I think it was like an $80 million budget. And it only opened to like $20 million. So movies need to get out quick or they're in
financial. What's the story with Divinity? What's the story with Divinity?
Not familiar with it. I know Sophia Coppola's Priscilla. Yeah, Coppola. Priscilla opens in theaters. It's not a wide release, but not a small release.
Priscilla Presley.
It's through her. It's a story of her and Elvis through her eyes. Two unknowns play Elvis and her in the film. It's gotten very good reviews.
I'd like to see that, frankly. There's another movie out called After Death, which looks kind of creepy. And then, what about the new romantic comedy, What Happens Later, the Meg Ryan thing? Isn't that out this weekend, David Duchovny?
I believe it is. That's going to be a small platform release. It's an interesting trailer. It looks like they shot it on one set in an airport, but she hasn't made a movie in quite some time. Actually, she looks good in this film. It's a nice trailer. I hope it has an interest. I mean, she was one of the bigger, stars in her period, 80s, 90s, for certain. Yeah. She rivaled Julia Roberts for the male, the dominant female attraction at theaters.
All right, Chucker. Talk to you Monday. Chuck Curry, Doug Stiffman, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.